today in a word of prayer. And before we pray, let us, for a moment of silence, remember all of our citizens who have lost their life in COVID-19, and also remember and give blessing and thanks to the family and loved ones who they left behind. Amen. Let us pray. With God's name, the merciful, and effective, merciful Redeemer, the praise and thanks belong to you and you alone. We thank you, our Lord, Creator, our Guardian, involved, the Lord of all worlds and the systems of knowledge. We thank you for this gathering today. We thank you for the Spirit that you have bestowed upon us, that we may move forward as a city. We thank you for the effort that's been put forth and those who made it possible that we may come together today to enjoy this wonderful moment. Let us continue as a city to move forward. Thank you for the excellent leadership we have in our mayor, our deputy mayor, this administration, and all who made it possible that we may gather here today for this historic event. These are our prayers. We pray in your holy name. We all say, Amen.
Good morning, St. Pete. I'm Dr. Kamika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor and City Administrator of this beautiful city, and it's so wonderful to see you again. We've seen a lot of each other this month as we've had an eventful Black History Month here in our Sunshine City, exactly as it should be. Our month began with the raising of the Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American Museum flag high above City Hall and the entirety of our city. And it culminates today with the much anticipated unveiling of the President Barack Obama Main Library sign. As we continue our city's commitment to celebrate Black history, not only during the month of February, but appropriately every day of the year, allow me to recap the history that brings us to this moment on this day. In the spring of 2017, Mayor Rick Kreisman convened a diverse and distinguished group of community leaders to receive feedback on the renaming of St. Pete's Main Library. The exchange included ideas on enhancement of the library's programming to include an emphasis on presidential history, civics, and the contributions of President Barack and Mrs. Michelle Obama. The renaming and new programming comes at an ideal time as we are revitalizing this library with much needed updates and additions to parking, access, and amenities. Basically, we are making the most of this moment. In early 2018, we gathered here, many of the same faces, so happy to see some new ones, to unveil the rendering for those changes. And today, we gather to make this new name official. At a later date, city leaders and our community will return to this site to cut a ribbon and to celebrate a much improved main library named for one of our nation's greatest leaders. So let today be evidence of not only our commitment to our library, main library, and our system, but to President Obama's legacy and to all who have blazed trails in Black history in St. Petersburg and beyond. We are a city that honors and appreciates our past, the pioneers, the visionaries, the history makers, and the heroes. Their names can be found on buildings and in parks throughout our city. Today, we add a very familiar name to that list, the name of a man who primarily knows of St. Pete via his time passing through, but whose work and vision had a profound and lasting impact on our people, all our people. Finally, as city administrator, I want to thank our Leisure Services Administrator, Mike Jeffress, for his vision and our library's director, Mika Nelson, for her leadership moving this important project forward. Special thanks as well to our city architect, Raul Quintana, James Jackson, and every servant leader on our city government who is helping to make this a reality. Thank you. There has been, as you know, no shortage of significant projects these past 7 years, and yet our team continues to step up and deliver for our residents without flaw and without fail. So we are so appreciative. Thank you all for being here. Thank you again. And now please help me welcome our mayor, Mr. Rick Kreisman.
Thank you, Kanika. The sun is definitely shining brightly on us today. Yeah. Those of you in fine shape, good for you too. I want to thank you all for being here. Let me recognize some of our elected and former elected officials who are here with us today from St. Pete City Council, Darden Rice and Deborah Fig Sanders. And also with us today is former County Commissioner Ken Welch. And there is a lot of city staff that are here with us today. So on behalf of a grateful city, I just want to say thank you to all the city staff who are here today for everything that you do each and every day of the year to make this a better city. So thank you. My remarks will be short today because I want to unveil this sign as soon as possible. And as the deputy mayor mentioned, this is 4 years in the making. Now, these past 4 years have been a little chaotic as it relates to our national politics. And because of that, many may have lost sight of not just the historic nature of Barack Obama's presidency, but his unique American story. He will always be our first Black president, and his presidency was one that we can always be proud of. When young people, black or white, see this sign or enter this library, I want them to be inspired, and I want them to know what's possible in St. Pete and in America. And as we know, Barack Obama had much going against him. He overcame every obstacle, every person who hated him simply because of the color of his skin, people who questioned his place of birth, and his very right to run for the highest office in the land. And he overcame it all, and he did so with grace and class. That there is simply no better name, I believe, to adorn the sign of this place of learning. And so, before we unveil this sign, I would like to ask our city architect, Raul Quintana, to give us a brief update on the changes that you'll soon see happening at this library. Raul?
Thank you, Mayor. So, I'll go through a couple of key points on the planned improvements. We're currently in the very early stage of the design for the catalytic improvements. I will say that the improvements will be extensive and long-lasting. The goals of the project, I'll summarize, are technology enhancements, code-required upgrades, maintenance system upgrades, the creation of a space oriented to civic engagement in honor of President Obama's legacy, parking expansion, outdoor programming spaces, interior remodeling for greater staff efficiencies and also experience of the user, and all of this under the umbrella of LEED sustainability. So the mid-century modern look of the library is not going to change. We'll still have the precast concrete panels and the curtain walls, but I'll go over what the improvements will have and what you'll see when you walk in. So first of all, greater parking availability. A higher level of accessibility throughout the facility. A far safer facility, given what we've learned through COVID-19, as well as the fire and life safety upgrades. A higher level of comfort provided by new energy efficient air handlers. Expanded functional uses, including improved sight lines within the library. Enhanced flexibility for better utilization of the interior spaces. Opportunities for growth in the collection, enhanced lighting with LED energy efficient lights, more areas for collaborative as well as independent work, more opportunities for outdoor programming spaces, more integrated technology to serve the ever-changing demands of the 21st century library, including technology that is adaptable and seamless. And finally, greater opportunities for the civic engagement, whether in small rooms or in the room dedicated to the President Obama's legacy. So the library will be closed beginning April 1st of this year in order to safely remove the collection, which will take time. It'll take a significant amount of time to go through it and move it and prepare for the work that's to come. So sometime in the fall, following that effort, we will start the demolition work interior. We'll then continue to complete the design work that's ongoing. We will have the project bid competitively and award the contract around the end of this year and start the major construction on the library beginning of 2022, and will take about a year to complete. So I appreciate this time, Mayor, and look forward to this monumental project.
Thank you, Raul. We are excited about the future and having the sunshine bright on this library for a long time. All right, before I ask Mika Nelson and her staff to introduce our community to the new name and signage for this library, I'd like to add one more thing. It's not enough to applaud a name on a sign. Symbolism and rhetoric are really not enough. We need to illustrate our commitment to equity and equality through our policies, our programs, our projects. We must not and cannot lose focus on why we are here and why we have become public servants. All right, having said that, Mika, would you and your team please come forward and do the honors? Thank you all for coming out today. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Wear your masks, socially distant. Let's be safe, St. Pete.